Welcome to True Crime Briefs. In this podcast, I read a curated selection of press releases from the U.S. Department of Justice that highlight cases prosecuted by U.S. Attorneys General. Theranos president sentenced to more than 12 years for fraud that jeopardized patient health and bilked investors of millions. Wednesday, December 7th, 2022. San Jose. Ramesh Sunny Balwani was sentenced today to 155 months, 12 years, 11 months in federal prison for fraud that risked patient health by misrepresenting the accuracy of Theranos blood analysis technology and that defrauded Theranos investors of millions of dollars, announced United States Attorney Stephanie M. Hines, Federal Bureau of Investigation Special Agent in Charge Robert K. Tripp, Food and Drug Administration FDA Assistant Commissioner for Criminal Investigations Catherine A. Hermsen, and U.S. Postal Inspection Service USPIS San Francisco Division Acting Inspector in Charge Kevin Rowe. United States District Judge Edward J. Davila presided over his jury trial and imposed today's sentence. Patient health is the highest priority of our healthcare system, and Silicon Valley has long been home to healthcare startups that enhance the care of patients through technological developments, said U.S. Attorney Stephanie M. Hines. Ramesh Balwani, in a desire to become a Silicon Valley titan, valued business success and personal wealth far more than patient safety. He chose deceit over candor with patients in need of medical care, and he treated his investors no better. Today's sentence should serve as a lesson to anyone considering fraud in their own push for success. Balwani not only deliberately concealed defects in Theranos' blood testing technology to mislead investors, he knowingly put patients' health at risk, said FBI Special Agent in Charge Robert Tripp. Today's sentence reflects years of dedication by the FBI and our partners to investigate fraud within Theranos and bring the company's leadership to justice. Patients and their doctors rely on accurate, reliable test results to ensure a proper diagnosis of their condition. When individuals jeopardize patient health and put profits above the public health, the FDA will continue to investigate and bring them to justice, said FDA Assistant Commissioner for Criminal Investigations, Catherine A. Hermsen. Postal inspectors and our law enforcement partners will continue to bring criminals to justice for schemes to defraud investors looking for innovation or concerned patients seeking health care, said USPIS San Francisco Division Acting Inspector in Charge Kevin Rowe. Today's sentence should be considered a serious message to anyone else who would engage in high-tech medical quackery. Balwani, 57, of Fremont, California, was employed from September 2009 through July 2016 at Theranos, Inc. Over time, he held the positions of board member, chief operating officer, and president. Theranos, now defunct, was a blood testing company based in Palo Alto and Newark, California, that was founded in 2003 by Balwani's former romantic partner, Elizabeth Holmes, 38, of Woodside, California. Trial evidence showed that Balwani and Holmes, who was chairperson and CEO, claimed Theranos developed a revolutionary blood analyzer, variously referred to as the Theranos Sample Processing Unit, TSPU, the Edison, and the Mini Lab. They described the Theranos blood analyzer device as a single device that could run any blood test run by conventional labs using only a small blood sample drawn via a finger stick, rather than the traditional draw from a vein. Balwani and Holmes asserted that the Theranos proprietary analyzer produced results that were cheaper, more reliable, and less variable than existing methods and obtained results at a speed faster than ever possible before. Among many other representations, Balwani reviewed and approved a 2013 Wall Street Journal article suggesting that Theranos had, quote, devices that automate and miniaturize more than 1,000 laboratory tests, end quote, and stating that, quote, Theranos's processes are faster, cheaper, and more accurate than the conventional methods, end quote, and that, quote, Theranos's technology eliminates multiple lab trips because it can run any combination of tests, including sets of follow-on tests at once, very quickly, all from a single microsample, end quote. The descriptions approved by Balwani were false and misleading. Trial evidence demonstrated that both Balwani and Holmes knew that the analyzer performed only a few basic tests and was slower than existing devices. They repeatedly resorted to using conventional machines to obtain the blood test results that the Theranos analyzer was supposed to perform. However, they led investors and the public to believe that Theranos was conducting essentially all of its tests using only its Theranos analyzer. Evidence demonstrated that Balwani and Holmes were aware that the Theranos analyzer's limited capabilities meant it could not compete in the market, but they nevertheless trumpeted false claims and representations about the analyzer's capabilities and conspired to convince patients and investors that the claims were true. Evidence at trial and examples in a sentencing memorandum filed by the government demonstrate the dark reality these misrepresentations created for patients. To portray Theranos as a legitimate enterprise, Theranos eventually offered the blood analyzer to the public to perform a full range of tests, despite internal protests from Theranos employees and even resignations by staff. Numerous misdiagnoses followed. A physician who testified at trial had sought Theranos testing and repeatedly received extremely elevated PSA results in comparison to earlier conventional tests. Elevated PSA is an indicator of prostate cancer. The Theranos results were later proved inaccurate when traditional FDA-approved methods tests were run. In another example, a pregnant woman who had suffered multiple miscarriages obtained HCG values from Theranos testing that strongly indicated she was miscarrying again. However, confirmatory tests by conventional methods indicated a viable pregnancy, and the woman went on to deliver a healthy baby. This scenario played out with multiple pregnant women who received erroneous HCG results from Theranos tests. Even Theranos employees were not immune from inaccurate tests. One Theranos employee took blood-thinning medicine due to a history of blood clots and, when tested at Theranos, received a series of results that showed markedly different levels from previous conventional tests. As a result, a doctor adjusted the employee's medication. Confirmatory testing at a traditional lab showed the employee's levels were normal. The medication adjustment had been unnecessary. These types of test results occurred many times. Theranos itself eventually concluded a patient impact existed for every test run on a patient and voided all tests with its analyzer. Amidst their repeated technology failures, trial evidence showed that Balwani and Holmes chose to continue deceiving their investor victims and to proceed with the elaborate fraud conspiracy. They induced dozens of investors, many of whom were prominent public figures, to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in Theranos by using consistently glowing but false representations to investors and potential investors about the analyzer's progress and its capabilities. Balwani and Holmes asserted to investors that the Theranos technology had been comprehensively validated by multiple major pharmaceutical companies and was being used by the Department of Defense to treat wounded soldiers where, it was represented, it actually saved lives in the battlefield. In truth, pharmaceutical companies did little work with Theranos and did not validate its technology, and the Department of Defense never used Theranos' analyzer to clinically treat soldiers. False representations were also made that Theranos would dramatically increase its number of wellness centers within stores operated by its partner, Walgreens, from a few dozen to 900, despite Balwani and Holmes knowing at the time that the relationship with Walgreens was stagnating. Trial evidence demonstrated that Balwani and Holmes continued to tout Theranos' analyzer as a revolution in healthcare while misrepresenting the dire financial status of Theranos. Despite Theranos having zero revenue in 2012 and 2013, they represented to investors in late 2013 and 2014 that Theranos had hundreds of millions in revenue from a combination of pharmaceutical companies and the military. Balwani conspired to induce Walgreens and Safeway to invest in Theranos based on false pharmaceutical company endorsements and fantastical revenue projections. By March 2015, Theranos raised more than $730 million from Series C1 and Series C2 investors who invested subsequent to Theranos' public relations push in 2013. Trial evidence showed the fraud brought spectacular personal wealth to Balwani. Balwani owned nearly 30 million shares of Theranos, over 6% of the company, which were worth hundreds of millions of dollars at the peak of the fraud. The government sentencing memo points out that, like Holmes, Balwani enjoyed the perks of serving as a Silicon Valley titan. Balwani's yearned to, quote, build the true American empire, a monopoly, our obligation to USA, end quote. Federal criminal charges were initially filed against Balwani and Holmes on June 14, 2018. On July 28, 2020, a federal grand jury returned a superseding indictment charging both with two counts of conspiracy to commit wire fraud in violation of 18 U.S.C. 1349 and 10 counts of wire fraud. Of the two conspiracy counts, one alleged Balwani and Holmes conspired to defraud investors, and the second alleged Balwani and Holmes conspired to defraud patients who used Theranos services. Some of the 10 counts of wire fraud alleged Balwani and Holmes committed fraud on individual investors, while others alleged Balwani and Holmes defrauded patients who were induced to purchase Theranos services. On July 7, 2022, after a four-month trial, a federal jury convicted Balwani of all counts. Balwani was tried separately from Holmes, and in her trial, Holmes was convicted of all counts. On January 3, 2022, a different federal jury convicted Holmes of one count of conspiracy to commit fraud on investors and three counts of committing fraud on individual investors, which involved wire transfers totaling more than $140 million. The jury acquitted Holmes of the patient-related fraud conspiracy count and the three counts of fraud against individual patients. The jury could not reach a unanimous verdict with respect to three individual investor fraud counts against Holmes. An additional count of wire fraud relating to a Theranos patient had been dismissed during trial. On November 18, 2022, U.S. District Judge Davila sentenced Holmes to 135 months, 11 years, 3 months in federal prison. She was ordered to surrender to begin her serving her sentence on April 27, 2023. In addition to the 155-month prison term, U.S. District Judge Davila sentenced Balwani to 3 years of supervision following release from prison. A hearing to determine the amount of restitution to be paid by Balwani is to be scheduled in the future. Balwani was ordered to surrender on March 15, 2023, to begin serving his prison sentence. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Robert S. Leach, Jeff Schenck, John C. Bostick, and Kelly Volkar prosecuted the case with the assistance of Madeline Walks, Lakeisha Holliman, Sarah Slattery, Elise Etter, Susan Kreider, and Leah Kakona. The prosecution is the result of an investigation by the FBI, USPIS, and the FDA Office of Criminal Investigations. Elizabeth Holmes, sentenced to more than 11 years for defrauding Theranos investors of hundreds of millions. Friday, November 18, 2022, San Jose. Elizabeth A. Holmes was sentenced today to 135 months, 11 years, 3 months, in federal prison for defrauding investors in Theranos Inc. of hundreds of millions of dollars, announced United States Attorney Stephanie M. Hines, Federal Bureau of Investigation Special Agent in Charge Robert K. Tripp, Food and Drug Administration FDA Assistant Commissioner for Criminal Investigations Catherine A. Hermson, and U.S. Postal Inspection Service USPIS San Francisco Division Acting Inspector in Charge Kevin Rowe. The sentence was handed down by United States District Judge Edward J. Davila. Silicon Valley has seen the rise of companies whose inventions have changed the world and, through intellectual prowess, hard work, and sheer determination, this region continues to innovate, said U.S. Attorney Stephanie M. Hines. Capital investment is critical to that innovation. When fraud is perpetrated on those providing the necessary capital, it staunches investment and can cripple an industry. For almost a decade, Elizabeth Holmes fabricated and spread elaborate falsehoods to draw in a legion of capital investors, both big and small, and her deceit caused the loss of hundreds of millions of dollars. Her sentence reflects the audacity of her massive fraud and the staggering damage she caused. Frauds such as the one perpetrated by Holmes can erode investor confidence, which impacts our capital markets. Today's sentence should serve as a warning that deceiving investors will not be tolerated. The FBI is committed to investigating corporate fraud and working with our partners to help keep our capital markets working effectively, said FBI Special Agent in Charge Robert K. Tripp. The FBI and our partners worked tirelessly on this multi-year case, and are proud justice has been served as a result. Today's announcement should serve as a reminder that fraud related to medical products will not be tolerated, said FDA Assistant Commissioner for Criminal Investigations, Catherine A. Hermson. The FDA will continue to work with our law enforcement partners to bring to justice those who place profits above public health. Postal inspectors worked closely with our partners at the U.S. Attorney's Office, the FDA Office of Criminal Investigations, and the FBI to bring this case to court, said USPIS San Francisco Division Acting Inspector in Charge Kevin Rowe. USPIS remains committed to protecting consumers and investors from fraud. Holmes, 38, of Woodside, California, founded Theranos in 2003 and held the positions of chairperson and chief executive officer. Theranos, now defunct, was a blood testing company based in Palo Alto and Newark, California. Evidence at her jury trial showed that for more than a decade, Holmes claimed that Theranos had developed a revolutionary blood analyzer, variously referred to as the Theranos Sample Processing Unit, TSPU, Edison, and Minilab. She asserted that the Theranos proprietary blood analyzer device could run any blood test that was run by conventional labs, all from a blood sample drawn via a finger stick rather than the traditional draw from a vein. She asserted the Theranos analyzer produced results that were better, cheaper, and more accurate than existing methods, and at a speed faster than ever before possible. Trial evidence demonstrated that Holmes knew the analyzer was not producing accurate and reliable results. Holmes understood that at best, it could only perform a few basic tests and was slower than existing devices. She knew that it could not successfully compete with the established conventional machines. Evidence showed that Holmes repeatedly had to resort to using conventional machines to obtain the blood test results that the Theranos analyzer was supposed to perform, though she led investors and the public to believe that Theranos was conducting most or all of its tests using its own analyzer. Evidence showed that Holmes, despite being aware of the Theranos analyzer's failure to perform, was able to induce dozens of investors, many of whom were prominent public figures, to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in Theranos. She used direct communications, marketing materials, statements to the media, financial statements, models, and other information to reach potential investors and induce investments. Holmes consistently provided glowing but false representations to investors and potential investors about the analyzer's progress and capabilities. She falsely represented to investors that multiple major pharmaceutical companies had comprehensively evaluated Theranos and had validated its technology, and she provided investors with reports bearing logos from pharmaceutical companies, falsely suggesting the pharmaceutical companies endorsed Theranos. Holmes misrepresented to investors that Theranos had a profitable, revenue-generating business relationship with the U.S. Department of Defense, and that the Theranos technology had been deployed to the battlefield to treat wounded soldiers. In truth, Holmes knew the technology was never deployed in the battlefield and that Theranos had acquired little revenue from military contracts for trial runs of the analyzer. Holmes also falsely represented to investors that Theranos would dramatically increase its number of wellness centers within stores operated by its partner Walgreens from a few dozen to 900, despite knowing that the relationship with Walgreens was stagnating. Trial evidence demonstrated that Holmes misrepresented the dire financial status of Theranos to investors and its prospects for future earnings. In examples at trial, Holmes represented to one investor in 2010 that the projected revenue for Theranos in 2011 was $223 million, when she knew that Theranos' revenue was dropping precipitously from $2.8 million in 2009 to less than $600,000 in 2011. Holmes misrepresented to other investors that Theranos, which had zero revenue in 2012 and 2013, was projected to generate over $100 million in revenue in 2014 and to reach nearly $1 billion in 2015. She knew when she made these representations that Theranos would at best generate only modest revenue in 2014 and 2015. In its memorandum filed for the sentencing hearing, the government pointed to evidence that Holmes's fraud was immensely successful. Projecting altruistic motives, Holmes raised hundreds of millions of dollars by duping investors of all experience levels to invest in Theranos. She fooled investors new to the healthcare and biotech sector, as well as those with deep sophistication and experience in that arena. By the end of 2014, her stock in Theranos was valued at more than $4 billion. She enjoyed a lavish life while carrying out her fraudulent scheme, living in a $15 million mansion and traveling in a Theranos-paid private jet. She gained a national profile, adorning the cover of Fortune, Forbes, Inc., Glamour, and T, the New York Times style magazine. Holmes dined at the White House, joined the board of fellows of Harvard Medical School, and was named by Time as one of the 100 most influential people in the world. But as the government describes, her scheme not only deprived investors of vast sums of money, it also placed numerous others at risk of great physical harm. Wanting to paint Theranos as a legitimate enterprise, Holmes offered Theranos blood tests to the public, and Theranos' flawed technology was used on patients with serious medical conditions. As a result, Theranos sent out inaccurate results to patients being screened for cancer, to women monitoring their pregnancies, and to one victim who was led to believe she had the precursor virus to AIDS, among many other examples. Theranos itself eventually concluded a patient impact existed for every test run on patients and voided all tests with its analyzer. The government points out that Holmes was undeterred and again chose deceit over candor by downplaying the extent of the patient's impact to investor victims and continuing forward with her elaborate fraud. Federal criminal charges were initially filed against Holmes on June 14, 2018. On July 28, 2020, a federal grand jury returned a superseding indictment charging her with 2 counts of conspiracy to commit fraud and 10 counts of wire fraud. Of the 2 conspiracy counts, one alleged Holmes conspired to defraud investors and the second alleged Holmes conspired to defraud patients who used Theranos services. Some of the 10 counts of wire fraud alleged Holmes committed fraud on individual investors, while others alleged Holmes defrauded patients who were induced to purchase Theranos services. On January 3, 2022, after a nearly 4-month trial, a federal jury convicted Holmes of 1 count of conspiracy to commit fraud on investors and 3 counts of committing fraud on individual investors, which involved wire transfers totaling more than $140 million. The jury acquitted Holmes of the patient-related fraud conspiracy count and on 3 counts of fraud against individual patients. The jury could not reach a unanimous verdict with respect to 3 individual investor fraud counts. An additional count of wire fraud relating to a Theranos patient had been dismissed during trial. In addition to the 135-month prison term, U.S. District Judge Davila sentenced Holmes to 3 years of supervision following release from prison. The parties were instructed to meet and agree on a future date for a hearing to determine the restitution amounts to be paid by Holmes. No fine was assessed. Holmes was ordered to surrender on April 27, 2023, to begin serving her prison sentence. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Robert S. Leach, Jeff Schenck, John C. Bostick, and Kelly Volkar are prosecuting the case with the assistance of Madeline Walks, Lakeisha Holliman, Sarah Slattery, Elise Etter, Susan Kreider, and Leah Kakona. The prosecution is the result of an investigation by the FBI, USPIS, and the FDA Office of Criminal Investigations. Thank you for listening to this episode of True Crime Briefs. You can subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast listening app. All of the information I share is available in the public record. And remember, justice is served one case at a time.